Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Book bans and conservative attacks have nearly destroyed a small, queer, and person of color-owned book publishing house in the San Francisco Bay Area. In a good month, Reflection Press used to sell about 2,500 books. Now they're lucky if they fill orders for 250. Despite these crushing setbacks, co-owner and children's book artist Maya Gonzalez says they're persisting to spread a message of LGBTQ inclusion. Maya joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now, Maya.
Thank you for having me, Deepa.
So I understand you started Reflection Press in 2009, and at first you were really well received. Can you tell me about the need that you saw at that time for picture books?
You know, everything I teach, I know from personal experience and what I have personally researched. And so it started at a time in 2010 when I was co-parenting a four-year-old. And then in 2017, my current child that I'm parenting was turning four also. And this is a very keen age when gender starts being really needing to be addressed. Being part of the queer trans community and having, you know, family that's queer and a child who's non-binary, the need was just like in my face. And having our own press really gives us the power and the ability to address that.
Can you tell me a little bit about that need and how it was in your face? Like how did that play out in daily life for your four-year-old?
A lot of the gender policing starts to really become heightened at around 4 years old. So where we're seeing things really changing in the classrooms that they were going to, in the playground and the kind of play, in kids they were coming into contact with. And we realized, and I had known this, of course, that because we don't have media that then reflects our community, right, and the experience of non-binary kids, there's a lot of times we don't know what to say, where to go, how to reference it, mm-hmm. even how to hold space for them. Being in the Castro, having, you know, a community and a family really helps with that. But having books allows a place where you can meet with a child and really talk about it. And that's what's really necessary. So the need was like literally there. It's like, oh, well, we can address this right now.
So you have this ABC book, which I really love. The title is They, She, He, Easy as ABC. It's clearly targeting very young children. But as you just pointed out, gendering starts young. You know, I would say it maybe even starts before birth in some ways. Yes. When we ascribe, say, colors or traits to each gender. And we really do gender children from the moment they come into the world. Yes. And there are parents, Maya, who try to pursue perhaps what we might call a gender-neutral ethos in raising their kids, like making sure girls, I don't know, play with toy trucks or boys can paint their nails. I wonder if you can just talk about that period in early childhood when children are being gendered and the impact it has on someone, say, like your non-binary child.
I think of two things, really. The first is that all of my work rises from a highly researched, multidisciplinary, nature-based, holistic perspective of gender. And early childhood is a time when we start really fundamentally having those core thoughts about reality, right? So I'm wanting to basically interrupt a lot of the bullying, a lot of the stereotyping, a lot of the prescribing kids, really requiring them to fulfill their assignment given at birth, so that they can retain freedom and become who they really are, because nature is really, I think, calling them to be that.
And in some ways, making it much more natural to not have a binary gender system from as early as they will ever remember. And I think, you know, your books speak to that. But I want to ask you about the 2022, when They, She, He, Easy as ABC, which is your ABC book, it's ranked as one of PEN America's most banned picture books in the country. Can you talk more about the attacks you experienced as a result of that and what happened to your business?
Yeah, it was shocking. We did not expect it. And in hindsight, my naivete now has vanished. But we started getting harassed online, letters and really intense, you know, the kind of classic intense abuse that queer trans organizations experience. And then we started getting more information coming at us that we were ending up on lists. And we didn't realize what was going on, but we saw our sales really start bottoming out. And it actually just like shifted, you know, really dramatically. And we were just like, okay. So we went from this place, we realized this was actually a list of school books where like we were getting into the schools. When I started seeing all these attacks that the PTAs were going on in the different areas where our books were really getting a lot of traction, we saw that they were really demonizing, reframing, just putting things, all this fear going on in the schools. And it impacted us phenomenally. And we watched our press just become just crushed. It really changed how we could navigate in the world and how we're getting our work out in a lot of ways.
And you end up last year coming out with another book. You partner with another publisher, Lee and Lowe, to do the artwork for a children's book called I Can Be Me with author Leslie Newman. And you sent a copy to us. It's so colorful and joyful. Non-binary children are wearing jeans and tutus and painting their nails, just being themselves. And I realize we don't often see books like this at stores or in schools. And I'm wondering, you know, now in 2024, you know, do you feel like we might be weathering or coming through the other end of the book banning, or is your book, where does your book sit in this spectrum right now?
I'll be really brutally honest. If I'm looking at what's happening in the media, in the politics I'm seeing, I think things could potentially get worse for a while or stay bad. For a while, I think there's a serious struggle going on in our country about people understanding, I want to say humanity in a way, and really seeing through sort of the systems that we're living in. And I think it's very difficult for us to see through the kind of gender oppression that is really fundamentally at the core of our country and Western culture in general.
What's the response been like to I Can Be Me?
It's been positive. The feedback I often get is not from schools anymore. It's from parents who are like, oh my God, I have this book at home. My child, you know, asked me to read this four times today. Another one has told me, you know, oh, your books help my child go to sleep at night after a bad day at school. So it's just like those are the stories and the intent.
Maya, on social media, you've been very open about another struggle you're going through right now, and that's cancer. And you told our producer, Ashley Locke, that you feel like your health battle is connected to this fight you've taken on for LGBTQ equality. Can you tell me more?
Oh, you know, cancer is such a deep teacher. And one of the things is you really are compelled to fathom why you're going through the journey. And a lot of times they'll ask, have you had some really horrendous stress in the last few years? And I was like, oh, my. I have. And I think that it just touched every part of me. You know, as someone who's queer, I have also experienced really incredible oppression, losing my family and having to negotiate, you know, life like that. And so this hit home in so many ways.
I mean, how do you keep going, Maya, you know, with all of that, with everything your press has been through? Do you ever think of just, you know, walking away and hunkering down and just taking care of yourself and your family?
You have to have that conversation and really weigh what's valuable and important to you. And to be perfectly honest, because of my own experience and the people I love, I know personally how challenging it is to not have the buoy that somebody throws you in the ocean, you know, to hold on to. And so I am staying in right relationship, I feel like, to the work, but continuing to do the work. I can't not. It's that important to me in my heart.
Well, we wish you a full recovery, Maya.
Thank you.
Maya Gonzalez is a queer children's book artist, activist, and co-owner of Reflection Press. Thank you, Maya, and be well.
Thank you, Deepa.